This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, if you missed Tuesday night's presidential address live here on KRLD, then you missed Houston Democrat Congressman Al Green get kicked out of the House for shouting during Trump's speech.
He was protesting cuts to Medicaid, and Green says he's not sorry.
It is the best way to get across to a person who uses his incivility, against our civility.
Green also warned against GOP plans to change Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and is working on new impeachment articles calling Trump unfit for office. House Speaker Mike Johnson called for Green to be censured, and the House will move forward with a final vote this morning. Democrats fell short of blocking that effort. Meanwhile, a Republican member of Congress accuses Democrats of fear-mongering over proposed cuts to Medicaid and Medicare. North Carolina Congressman Greg Murphy, who's also a doctor, tells News Nation that his party is not trying to take those benefits away from Americans.
It is simply lie after lie after lie. This is not what we're doing. We are just trying to reform a system that is badly broken.
Murphy says by ensuring that only those who are eligible for the programs have access to them, it would help the Trump administration's efforts to reduce government spending. DFW Airport is expecting a record number of passengers during the spring break travel period, and that starts today.
Between now and March 24th, DFW International Airport is expecting more than 250,000 customers on most days for an estimated 4.8 million people during the peak spring break travel time. That would be a 2.4% increase from last year and the largest number ever. They are asking travelers to arrive 2 hours early for domestic flights and to remember that there is construction happening at the airport which could impact your travel time. They are also encouraging people to take DART or the TRE to avoid parking problems. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And just taking a quick glance right here, right now at Dallas Love Field, no big delays. Same with the DFW Airport, so you know, just check ahead because it is going to get busy out there with all those spring breakers.
No doubt, man. The HEB school district, that's Hearst Euless Bedford, is still investigating the source of yesterday's bomb threats that forced more than 1,000 students, teachers, and staffers to evacuate three campuses.
The district school bus fleet was mobilized to take the evacuees to district headquarters, where the kids were reunited with their parents.
Very nerve-wracking, but once again, I'm happy, thank God, that everything's okay and that she's safe and that she's with me now.
Warnings came in threatening three campuses, including Keys, the district's alternative high school. Once the buildings were emptied, bomb squads with sniffer dogs swept through, but no explosives were ever found. The district learned that the threats were part of a pattern of bomb hoaxes against schools throughout Central Texas. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A committee of the Dallas City Council hopes the city will ask lawmakers in Austin not to reduce funding for DART. Two bills have been filed in the state legislature that would require the Mass Transit Agency to return some of its sales tax funds to cities in North Texas. They could then use that money to pay for road projects. Dallas City Council member Adam Basildua says cutting funding for DART would have a big impact on its service.
The public needs to understand the implications of what is being proposed and how that's going to impact the communities that we serve.
Some of the cities that pay into DART have called for reducing their payments. They say the agency is not doing enough for some of the smaller cities and suburbs that are members. The full Dallas City Council will vote on the funding resolution later this month.
Over to Cowtown, the Fort Worth City Council is planning a series of public meetings this year to build support for a proposed bond package next year.
The $800 million bond program's largest components will be street and mobility improvements, as well as city parks. Fort Worth's Christiane Simmons outlines other city staff priorities.
We have library improvements in the package, public safety improvements, which encompass fire, and then 911, which is, of course, police and fire, and then a proposition related to animal care, a new shelter.
The city council is expected to call a vote on this bond package at their January meeting in 2026. City staff is planning to fine-tune the proposed budget after meetings all across town begin this spring to elicit citizen feedback on the plan.
Well, I regret that the Florida man is back in the news again. The Florida man is now accused of stealing more than $700,000 worth of jewelry from Tiffany & Company, but the cops are going to have to wait a while before they can recover the evidence. I should caution you, this is kind of gross. The 32-year-old man, Florida man, is accused of walking into a mall, the Mall at Millennia, by the way, told the staff there that he was a representative of an Orlando Magic basketball player. Spoiler alert, he wasn't. After being shown a pair of 4-carat diamond earrings worth $160,000 and then a pair of 8-carat diamond earrings worth $609,000, he was then shown a 5.6-carat diamond ring worth $587,000. He then grabbed the jewelry and ran out of the store.
Oh, no.
He was later pulled over by cops who observed him pop the jewelry into his mouth. They took him down to the hospital for an x-ray, and they found foreign objects in his gut that are believed to be the looted gems. Cops are now waiting for the evidence to present itself while the thief sits in jail.
I hope it all comes out okay.
Well, it's going to come out in the end, one would imagine.
Texas lawmakers are getting an update on an ambitious plan to build more border wall.
We've completed 57.8 miles. We have an additional mileage under construction right now of 12.8 miles.
Mike Novak heads the Texas Facilities Commission. He says the goal is to get to 100 miles of border wall by the year 2026. He told state lawmakers that when you add that to all the natural barriers with lakes and canyons, about 10% of the Texas border with Mexico will be walled off. The vice president, defense secretary, and the national intelligence director were all in Eagle Pass yesterday reviewing operations on the U.S. southern border and highlighting the recent decline in crossings.
Surrounded by U.S. military and National Guard soldiers in Eagle Pass's Shelby Park, Vice President Vance focused on the Trump administration's efforts in combating illegal border crossings.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
In perhaps a sign of things to come, Vance blamed the Biden administration for allowing the cartels to control the border.
I'm not going to make any announcements about any invasions of Mexico here today. The president has a megaphone, and of course, he'll speak to these issues as he feels necessary.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Macy's gave a more downbeat outlook for sales and profit this year than Wall Street had been expecting. The country's largest department store operators forecasting net sales in the current fiscal year was below the average estimate from analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. Macy's also said it's expecting sales from e-commerce and stores that have been open for at least a year to fall by as much as 2% this year versus the prior year. President Trump has agreed to exempt car companies from the 25% tariffs on goods imported from Canada and Mexico for 1 month. The temporary exemption was granted after auto industry leaders asked for more time to develop plans to move more production and investment to the U.S. Home Depot is turning to tech by using generative AI to improve online shopping, including featuring a new tool to answer shopper questions. Other upcoming features will include design ideas and product comparisons. The home improvement giant is looking to bring a similar level of customer service from its stores to its website, especially for unfamiliar products. Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Radio.
Still, nearly 7,000 North Texans without power following Tuesday's severe storms. Encore hopes to have all the lights back on by tomorrow.
Police in South Texas say a change in the White House is having a ripple effect.
President Trump's get tough on crime approach at the southern border has led to a dramatic decrease in illegal immigration. But in South Texas, police say there's been a rise in high-speed chases.
Because they know if they get captured by Border Patrol or by a federal entity, they're going to be addressed more severely.
DPS Lieutenant Colonel Jason Taylor says they're no longer seeing large groups surrendering. At a hearing in Austin this week, lawmakers were told that there is a 94% drop in illegal immigration compared to 1 year ago. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Forest Hill police need help finding two suspects in the shooting deaths of a man and his 5-year-old daughter killed at a car wash on Monday. Police Chief David Hernandez says the dad was a local rapper.
Based on the music industry that he's a part of, it is all part of the investigation, and we're on a fact-finding base. Everything that's being put out is being reviewed and analyzed by the Texas Rangers.
Chief Hernandez says they've identified two suspects and have capital murder warrants out for them. Now they just have to find them. The chief has asked us to share pictures, and we have those on our website. Just go to krld.com. Police don't know yet why the shooting happened in the first place. A random meeting with a burglary suspect leads to a major award for a Plano detective.
Detective C. McIntyre was investigating the Grinch crime spree, a series of December burglaries, when he just happened to run into the suspect in a restaurant and struck up a conversation. Michael McLeod said he wanted to kill his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. McIntyre said he could set up a meeting, did so with an undercover ATF agent. He arrested McLeod in the murder-for-hire case, getting a very dangerous man off the street. McLeod's pleaded guilty in the case. Detective McIntyre awarded the Meritorious Service Award. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.